This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, we thank you for joining us. It is Monday, March the 25th, and a lot is going on. In a few minutes, Barbara Comstock will join us. Do you remember that name? She is a former congresswoman. She's now at the Baker Donaldson Group, and we're going to talk with Barbara about the antitrust suit against Apple. Yeah, they've got a big suit against Apple, the Department of Justice. Barbara says it is being used as a weapon to attack successful businesses and stifle innovation. So stay tuned for that in just a few minutes. And as we speak, Donald Trump is back in court. There's always something going on with him court-wise. This time, it's that hush money case. He has also been ordered, as of today, to come up with a $454 million penalty in his civil case with Letitia James in New York. So we'll talk about both of those things in just a couple of minutes. And did you know that every Democratic senator, in the middle of the night, voted down a bill that would have barred taxpayer money from being used to fly illegal immigrants all around the country? They voted the money, the ban on money, on taxpayer money, they voted that down. We're going to give you the details on that as well. And in our ultimate top 10, and this comes on the heels of the announcement from the Duchess of Windsor that she has cancer. We are going to give you the top 10 most common cancers in the United States. That'll be at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that as well. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Men, for the best haircut in Tampa Bay, I have never found a better location than in Dunedin at Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza, just north State Road 580 on Overcash Drive. They are open Tuesdays through Saturdays. Please call first for your appointment, 727-733-3773. And Arbor Life Tree Service, whether it's tree enhancement, tree removal, stump grinding, if it has anything to do with a tree, Arbor Life is your best bet. They are Tampa Bay's premier tree service. Call them for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. So Donald Trump, I guess, is in court right now in that hush money case. This is in New York City. That's also where he is supposed to post a $454 million bond that's been imposed in his civil fraud trial with New York Attorney General Letitia James. So the question is, poor guy, How does he have time to run for president? He's got all of these things going on. I mean, come on. It's getting crazy, is it not? So today's the deadline. The Trump's supposed to pay $454 million. You think he's going to come up with that money today in the civil fraud judgment? Otherwise, apparently, New York has the chance to seize all his properties around New York City while he appeals the ruling. Now, this all goes back to February, when that nutty judge in New York ruled that Trump fraudulently overstated his net worth and the value of his real estate properties to secure some loans. He paid all the loan money back. Everybody was happy. But of course, not Letitia James, because she's vowed since before she was elected to take Donald Trump down. So the judge imposed a fine of $354 million plus interest. And with the interest, it's now at $454 million, which Trump either has to pay outright or he has to post a bond that covers the full amount while he appeals the ruling. So what are they going to do today? If he, is the check on its way? Has it arrived? I haven't seen a doggone thing about it. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
I can tell you one thing, that I bet you Letitia James has got her overnight bag packed with her toothpaste and her hoodie and all that. She's going to try to possibly stay in the Trump Tower in the penthouse overnight.
Yeah, she gets
tonight.
To stay in the penthouse now, doesn't she?
Yeah, you know, homies down there and do it upright.
Yeah, all she'll right. have fun. Order drinks.
This is my town, eh?
Have a few friends up there.
Yep.
Hey, she can go over to the golf course. Doesn't he have a golf course somewhere there too?
Yeah, she's good.
Does she like golf?
She will now.
She can go and play some golf.
I say he comes up with it.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna have to watch The View this morning if he does.
Oh, wait. No, you said you'd never watch The View.
Well, not the whole thing.
I don't think I'd ever want to watch The View.
It's rough.
It would be like...
It's rough.
There's got to be something better than watching The View. I could hit myself over the head with a hammer. That might be a little better.
Maybe a double root canal.
Don't say that because I have to go through one.
Ooh.
At least a single root canal. Oh, I hate the idea. Now, listen to this. Have you heard of Frank Luntz, the pollster Frank Luntz, Ed?
No.
Okay, I know of him.
Oh,
he's been around for quite a while.
The fraud guy?
No, he's a pollster.
Oh, okay.
He's somewhat, how would I describe him? I would say this from watching him for a long time. He's somewhat full of himself. Okay. How does that sound? That doesn't mean he's bad, but Frank Luntz recently warned that New York Attorney General Letitia James' efforts to seize Trump's properties could devastate Democrats in the upcoming election. He says it would be completely illogical and the definition of an unconstitutional excessive fine and a taking to require defendants to sell properties at all, and especially in a fire sale, in order to be able to appeal the lawless Supreme Court judgment, as that would cause harm that cannot be repaired once the defendants do win, as he says, as is overwhelmingly likely on appeal. Luntz asserted that any effort to seize Trump's assets will destroy Joe Biden's chances of being reelected. He said, I want you to remember this moment and don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. And so anyway, that's interesting that he says that. It seems like none of this so far has been hurting Trump. I mean, if you believe the polls.
Paul, it's getting out of hand.
Well, of course it's out of hand. It's been a long time out of hand.
It's no longer the 29 women that are accused of, that he's accused of molesting or whatever.
Yeah.
This is just frivolous stuff that's going on. I mean, New York is falling apart. And we've got two things on Trump right now that you're all focused on.
Yeah. No, it's bizarre.
And people are realizing, it's absolutely the only reason they're doing this is they're trying to, if they couldn't aggravate him enough to quit, maybe they can make him broke enough to quit. Or at least not be able to spend any money on ads, thinking that more people will swing towards Joe.
He is the most resilient human being. We'll see where it goes.
I would shoo the crap out of everybody once this is over.
I think he's already started that.
I mean,
started that. Anyway, let's take our break. And when we come back, Barbara Comstock, a former congresswoman, will join us. We're going to talk to her about the antitrust suit against Apple.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back on a Monday and delighted to have Barbara Comstock join us. Barbara, you may remember her. She is a former congresswoman. She is now a senior advisor at Baker Donaldson Group. She is an attorney. And we're going to talk with Barbara about this antitrust suit against Apple, the computer company. The Justice Department, more than a dozen states, have announced that they are suing Apple, alleging that Apple is illegally monopolizing the smartphone market. Barbara, welcome to Freedom Works.
Great to be with you this morning. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. It's absolutely our pleasure. So let us look into the background on this a little bit, Barbara. I know that you say that this is a prime example of our government using antitrust laws as a weapon to go after successful businesses. Can you give us a little background as to why the DOJ is going after Apple?
Well, sure. Well, as you know, Lena Khan, who's at the FTC, as well as Cantor, who is the head of antitrust at DOJ, both have very sort of left-wing agendas on antitrust and want to change the antitrust consumer welfare standard that has been the 40-year legal standard that was set in place by Judge Robert Bork, and it's an economic standard that, you know, you look at our consumers harmed in this case. And the good thing about that standard is it's objective, and it has been the standard through Republican and Democratic administrations alike, and it has worked very well for over 40 years. And they first, you know, Democrats and some Republicans were trying to change that standard legislatively, and they have failed. You know, they tried to get the laws passed over the past three or four years. Amy Klobuchar has a bill that she's been trying to get through the Senate. It didn't go anywhere. David Cicilline, a Democrat from Rhode Island, had Lena Khan as a staffer doing a big report on this several years ago before she was at, heading up the FTC. And he was trying to get that law passed. He's now left Congress, and his efforts failed. So since those efforts have failed legislatively, they are now trying to do it administratively, which, of course, as we know, is not a conservative way to do things. But the process itself, you know, doing this, suing, you know, even knowing that the case might fail in court, the process itself is a punishment.
Yes.
And recently, when Lena Khan was before the House Judiciary Committee, a number of the members brought that up to her, you know, saying, hey, you know, you've been failing, you know, to Lena Khan. I mean, this case, the Apple case, is actually coming out of the Justice Department, but the principle is the same. And they brought it up with her, you know, you've been failing in court. Why do you keep doing this? You're wasting your resources and the company's. And, you know, that's been one of the criticisms of this when, you know, if you're going to fail because the legal standard still is consumer harm, why do you do that? But this is their sort of, you know, their agenda that they've failed with. But, you know, now they're going to keep doing this despite that.
So yeah,
it's,
indeed,
you know, unfortunate because they're hurting our, you know, companies, not just Apple, but it's Amazon and Google and Meta. And, you know, they've even gone to the point of sometimes working with the EU, which we know is also, and there have been more stories this morning, you know, going after our companies and, you know, these are big tech companies that are driving our economy, that are the envy of the world. And our biggest competition, of course, is China, not EU companies, because they don't have any tech companies that are in the top 20.
Indeed. Now, the DOJ is saying that Apple is somehow monopolizing the smartphone market. There's all kinds of phones out there. There's Android phones. There's the other kinds of phones. I mean, everybody's got a phone. I don't see how anybody is being harmed. They are claiming that somehow Apple is somehow, with its device, is doing something that is restricting other companies from coming out with phones. What exactly, what are they alleging?
Yeah, well, they are trying to claim it's a monopoly when at the same time they're, you know, as you mentioned, you know, Android, you know, is a very popular phone also, not just in the U.S., but all over the world. So this is a very competitive market, and there are other phones, you know, and you have these big tech companies here and all around the world that can compete in that market. So, you know, these markets are constantly changing, and these companies that DOJ and FTC often call monopolies are very competitive with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, in the search market right now, they're going after Google, but, you know, the other company, you know, you have DuckDuckGo, you have,
yes,
Bing and Microsoft, you have other search companies, and it's a, and Amazon, people often go on Amazon to search for products. It depends on what you're searching for. So these big companies themselves compete with each other, and the tech innovation market is very dynamic, and none of us know, you know, certainly even if you're within the tech market yourself, nobody really can predict the future in this way, which is something, I believe it was Daryl Issa, who's, you know, from, you know, California, very familiar with the tech market, asked that very question of Lena Khan. I think he said, you can't even predict how your cases are going to turn out. You keep losing. Why do you think you can predict the tech market and what it's going,
exactly,
to be like in 10 years?
Yes.
So that's the problem with this. It is, you know, such a competitive, innovative market. Our biggest competition is China. It's a national security issue, as Congress has been, you know, looking at national security issues in this area. So we want to keep, you know, our vibrant, innovative tech market competitive. And you even have, you know, when you have something like, you know, Lena Khan going over and talking with the EU people to kind of conspire, I mean, I don't want to use the word in any legal term, but to help in any way the EU work against our own very companies, that, you know, you look at any of your 401k portfolios, whether they are teacher retirement funds or firefighter retirement funds or anybody who has money in the market, you will probably have pieces of the Magnificent Seven, because that's what's been driving the market. And the idea that, you know, and I imagine, I haven't looked yet, but I imagine, you know, because of the, you know, attack from the EU as well as from the Justice Department, you're going to see some of these companies taking a hit, and that means all of us take a hit in our retirement funds, in our wallet.
Indeed. We're talking with Barbara Costa.
And, you know, here we have the market shortage. Why would the administration want that? You know, that's not something that's good for them or for us, or for, but more importantly, for our economy and for really for the future of innovation, because these companies...
Self-inflicted wounds.
And we want antitrust to be applied based on objective standards, which consumer welfare, you know, looks at whether there is market power, abuse of that power, and resulting harm. And when you think of, you know, a lot of people swear by the Android, they like the Android, they don't, you know, others really want the Apple iPhone, and that's why they both keep improving to be competitive. But then there's other entrants to the market, because some people don't need all the things that are on either phone, but others want to come in and be competitive. And that's how the tech market works. And
indeed,
they're constantly, it's a feedback loop of consumers that tell people, you know, that tell the companies what they want on their devices and what makes them more valuable to them, so that we can use these, you know, they become appendages for all of us, right, as we go around.
Oh, do they ever. They're attached to one of our hands permanently. We're talking with Barbara Comstock. She is a senior advisor at Baker Donaldson. She is an attorney, and you might remember, former congresswoman, about this antitrust suit against Apple. Barbara, I'm always reminded of what Milton Friedman once said. He said, only the federal government can create a monopoly. In other words, they're the ones that are responsible when a monopoly really does occur. If they allow the free market to wend its way along, you get all of these different companies that are vying for your money, making a product they think you want. And the more of those companies that are out there without the intrusion of the federal government into the marketplace, the better it is. The better the product, the lower the price, everybody's happy. But for some reason, and he always said, you know, watch, it's the federal government that will establish a monopoly. It really, it's just amazing. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is so true. That's such good wisdom there. And, you know, what happens is, you know, as companies develop a good product, other innovators look at it and say, you know what, there's a market there. I want to get into it. And they do, you know, and when you look over history, the competitive juices start flowing, and other entrants to the market, you know, are enabled, and we have venture capital because of that very thing, and we don't want that system to be interrupted, because it's what drives our economy, and it's why, you know, the United States economy is the envy of the world, and why we are in a better recovery mode than all of the rest
everybody
of the world
else
right now.
Yeah, indeed.
And we should be bragging about that, you know. You know, even the current administration should be bragging about it instead of suing it.
Yeah, I don't know, especially right now. What a time to go after a company, you know, when we're trying to get things going as much as possible. You would think the Democrats would be on board with that. So this is, in your opinion, doesn't look like this suit's going to be successful, but it's going to drag out and keep Apple in court spending money. Is this what these people at DOJ want? And FTC? What?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, that's what happens. You know, the process itself is a punishment. It takes years to resolve and costs the company money. But one of the things is, as they are failing in other cases, the concern is it would stifle potential innovations or mergers. You know, Elizabeth Warren has, you know, every time someone talks about a merger, you know, she tries to stop it, you know, and goes to Lena Khan, says, don't let this happen. That type of thing, and fear of, you know, improvements or in the market, you know, that they they decide politically is anti-competitive instead of looking at what would help consumers. That's supposed to be the standard, not what helps a particular company or politically what someone thinks. You know, you want the consumers and the market to be what decides things, not what a particular politician, you know, thinks is good, because then it's controlled by political whims and politicians instead of,
of course,
what we, the consumers, want. You know, so, but, yep, there you go.
Go ahead.
You should follow these cases. I know you all follow them very closely, but NetChoice is also a great place. You can follow the good work of NetChoice in a lot of these areas, you know, on Twitter, netchoice.org also. So I'd recommend you take a look at what they're doing, too.
All right, netchoice.org, we will. Barbara Comstock, thank you so very much for coming on and
thank
explaining
you.
This. It's our pleasure. I hope we can talk down the road again.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Barbara Comstock. All right, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, did you know that every Democratic senator, every one in the Senate, voted down a bill that would have barred taxpayer money from being used to fly illegal immigrants all over the country? We are going to give you the details.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, you probably know my all-time favorite haircutter is Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. But let me tell you why. Andrew Ceresi has been cutting hair for over 50 years. His family-run shop has been in Dunedin for close to 40 years, and his two great associates, Candy and Christine, total 55 years of haircutting experience. That's why I guarantee a great haircut at Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, men. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back on a Monday, Freedom Works. Thank you so very much for listening, and we're delighted to have our two buddies joining us this morning, Angelo and Andrew Ceresi, the brothers Ceresi. Angelo is our eye in the northern sky out of Rochester, New York, and Andrew is our master barber here in the Clearwater area, actually in Dunedin, Florida. And we're going to talk a little bit, I guess, about what's going on right now with our good friend Donald Trump, who continues, as long as he's in New York, he might as well go to two different cases that are going on right now, gentlemen. One is the hush money case, and then the other one is this $454 million bond that has to be paid, apparently, in his civil fraud real estate case. So let's talk about both of them. I mean, this poor guy, is he, Angela, what do you think? Is he going to come up with the money to pay off Letitia James and company? And what about this hush money trial? Any thoughts on that?
Well, like, they're both bogus, right? If he doesn't come up with the money, he stands to lose his holdings, right?
Yes.
His property.
Yeah, he's got hotels. He's got a golf course up there, New York area. We were just saying earlier that Letitia James, maybe she's going to grab one of those hotels and, take the penthouse herself or go over play a round of golf at his golf course.
If I were Donald Trump, I'd bring that money in $1 bills.
In pennies.
In pennies.
Yeah.
How much are the pennies?
all in pennies. Drop them right off at the Attorney General's office.
He could have about 70 helicopters with jars of pennies. He could hover over the court in Manhattan and then release all the jars. What do you think?
I think he's going to come up with the money, and I think that, you know, this is going to actually push him over the Electoral College edge. You know, this is going to give him the people are going to back him up. I mean, I cannot believe that the rest of the United States, you know, I mean, half of them want to see him lose the property, right?
Yep.
And the other half, he's just like a civil war, you know?
Yeah. A little earlier in the show, Andrew, we were talking about a guy by the name of Frank Luntz. He's a pollster. He's been around for quite a while. He says that the civil fraud case against against Trump by Letitia James and her efforts to seize all of his property there could actually devastate Democrats. He says, I want you to remember this moment and don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General, meaning Letitia James, starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera, and you're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. What do you think about that, Andrew?
Paul, I agree 100%. But, you know, if I was Donald Trump, what I would do?
What?
I'd file bankruptcy. File bankruptcy, everything, they can't touch nothing. It's all on hold for at least 6 months just to play with them.
Really?
He might do that. Don't underestimate
it. No, I mean, I think it's a damn good idea. I'm just wondering if his attorneys are thinking about doing something
that. If he files bankruptcy, they cannot touch any of his assets. They can't touch anything.
That would be a simple maneuver, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would, and they would all crap their pants, believe me.
And I don't think there's anything in the Constitution that says somebody under bankruptcy laws can't run for president.
That's right.
What the heck? I mean, honestly, half those
dodo... take that money and give it to Black Lives Matter anyway.
Yeah, half those dodo birds in Congress and the Senate are so deep in debt and upside down, their credit stinks, that they couldn't qualify anyway, so what's the difference?
Yeah, this is crazy.
Look at the bill that they passed over the weekend at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's just what we were talking about. I want to bring that up right now. I have it right in front of me. Every Democrat lawmaker in the Senate voted against an amendment that would bar taxpayer funds from being used to fly illegals to U.S. cities and towns all over the country, according to the guy that is behind the amendment to stop it, Republican Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty. He said this actually on Saturday morning, because that's when this vote was done. He said, every single Senate Democrat voted against my amendment that would stop the Biden administration from using taxpayer money to charter flights for hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from their countries directly to American towns.
See, now, how did you say that again? They barred...
Yeah, well, his...
Say that again. Sure. They barred the money. How?
Well, the Senate Democrats stopped a bill by Hagerty that would bar taxpayer money from being used to fly illegals all over the country.
But see, the way that's worded, the Joe on the street would say, oh, that's a good thing.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Because what it should say is, we're going to keep giving your money to the illegal immigrants. That's what they're voting for.
And not one bit of the media brought it up.
And when you go, when you go to vote, the amendment to the amendment to the amendment, you don't know what the heck is going on.
Yeah.
Just label it so we can understand it. Look, they want to keep giving money to the immigrants, period.
Yes. Well, that's it. Schumer and the gang, all the Democrats in the Senate, are seeing to it that this money, taxpayer money, is being used to put these people
on. I say we stop paying our taxes. Let's have a revolution about not paying our taxes.
Now you tell me, I just paid my doggone taxes. Why didn't you tell me this a couple of weeks ago?
There's something.
I haven't paid mine yet.
Okay.
There's something in that stack, too. I believe it's $800,000 to teaching gender something to
elementary. Sure there
something.
Is.
There's so much crap in there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, Elizabeth Warren's got one for $800,000 to build an LGBT nursing home.
There,
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes.
Is Pocahontas going to put an archery range in there, too?
Yes, of course. She has natural Indian talent, does she not? Or should I say Native American talent? She's probably very good with a bow and arrow.
I think my dog has more Indian DNA than she does.
That may be true.
I could tell you guys one thing. The whole country will be watching today. Trump. He's getting more free publicity than anybody in the world could ever get.
Hey, by the way, I want to bring up another story. Have you guys heard about this? His company, Truth Social, the parent company for Truth Social, it's now become a publicly traded company. He's going to actually maybe make a lot of money.
$3.4 billion.
Yeah, shareholders on Friday voted to make Trump Media and Technology Group, that's the official parent company of Truth Social, they vowed to make it a publicly traded entity.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So they voted in favor of the company merging with its special purpose acquisition company, Digital World Acquisition Corp., which is a publicly traded shell company. The merger means that... the trading begins as early as this week.
Yeah, I'll buy some stock.
There you go. And apparently, it could make him billions. Let's see here. It says Trump holds 78.7 million shares in the group.
Excuse me.
And it says the current stock price, approximately $44. Would be worth, it would make it worth between $3 and $4 billion with a B, dollars.
Whoa.
So there you go. After all of this, he may become wealthier.
Does that guy actually know what he's doing?
Huh?
That guy actually knows what he's doing. Wow. All I keep hearing about what a flop he is with the Trump vodka. I never saw it, to tell you the truth.
I didn't see it.
I've got a bottle in my barber shop.
I mean, for crying out loud, look at Paul Newman. And that stupid salad dressing, nobody buys that crap. So what? You going to tell me?
Somebody must have bought it.
Well, I mean, they're just saying what a floppy is because of Trump vodka.
I got wine from the Trump vineyards.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
I got a bottle of Trump vodka in my barbershop, guys.
There you go.
It's still sealed and waiting for it to go up in value.
Does he not also have gold shoes or something going on?
Yeah,
as I remember.
Gold sneakers.
Oh, gold sneakers. There you are. Maybe the Biden should wear them. He won't fall down as much.
They need to just glue them to a pedestal.
So do you think Trump's going to come up with the money today?
That is the $64,000 question. Why doesn't some logical thinking appellate court judge step in and say, this is ridiculous. There are no victims in this thing. We're going to delay this for the next 6 months while we figure out and sort out how we should actually deal with this judgment, this civil fraud judgment.
We still don't even know where the money's going to go.
It's going to go to Black Lives Matter. What do you think she's going to do?
But they're going to have to give it back once he appeals it. Where are they going to get it from? New York is broke.
Yeah.
What about the other case? The one that I think he's in right now is
with Stormy Daniels?
With Stormy. Isn't he in the court right now with Stormy Daniels?
Stormy Daniels, yeah. Yeah, she's a very, very reputable person.
She was a porno star for years. Wait. It's not Stormy. It was that other one. Wasn't it?
No, it was Stormy Daniels. Stormy. The other one, the E. Jean Carroll, comes up down the road.
Oh, all right. Sorry about that. I thought it was the E. Jean Carroll. Very
she
good.
Was an
you
ugly
corrected
so
me.
And so. I'll tell
you. How about all right. that blazy
this
porn
is Stormy
going out
Daniels.
The views,
good old Stormy.
Trying to hawk her book.
Is
right?
E. Jean Daniels. Isn't she the one that has the book?
Yeah.
But the Blasey Ford is the one that Stormy. Was against Kavanaugh in the hearing.
Oh, now that's another
that's
book.
Beasley Ford.
We got all kinds of books.
Where do these people... I mean, where do these people
all
come
of these
from?
Wronged women are coming out with books.
But she could never remember where and when it happened. And the guy that she said that was there, right, he said, I never heard of her. I never was there or anything.
Look at
right?
this way. E.J. Daniels, she's writing her first book. Stormy Daniels is reading her first book.
Oh, okay. All right.
She made many films. Remember that.
Yes.
And how about that senator from, I forget where he's from, he said he was a Vietnam combat veteran, and he backs her all the way up there?
Yeah, I'll bet.
What was his name?
I'm trying to remember. Backing which one?
he was banking that Blasey Ford. Remember during the Kavanaugh hearing?
I remember. Now, that woman has been appearing on, was she not on The View recently?
Yeah, she was just on The View, hawking her book.
She's hawking her book. Yes. And this is, and she couldn't even remember where it took. Do you remember that she said she couldn't remember where the incident took place? Do you remember
right,
that?
She couldn't remember the address.
How would she not remember where the incident took place? And now she's writing a book about it. How would she remember what they? How would she remember anything when she writes the book if she couldn't remember where it took place?
No, it's going to be in the fiction aisle.
Good Lord!
Here are the women on The View. Peddling her, crying and feeling so sorry for the, and being Me Too for her. Meanwhile, we've got women swimmers are being pummeled by transgender males, and they don't even bother about that.
That is correct, sir.
Good Lord.
That's because it's got nothing to do with Trump.
Change the channel.
Upside down.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable. Yep. You can't make all this stuff up. I mean, you couldn't make all this stuff up, what's happening in our country.
It is, this is, as I've said so many times, this is the most bizarre time in the history of our country in my lifetime. I've never, ever, ever experienced anything like this. It's very scary.
You know what amazes me?
Very scary. Yes.
What amazes me the most with these women that try to accuse Trump?
What?
Look at the women he's been with. Every one of them is absolutely gorgeous. He could get any woman he wants because of his wealth and everything else. And these ugly women. It's all ugly women that couldn't get a man if they wanted to. Okay? They're accusing him of everything. Give me a break, ladies, you know? You've been unlucky in life and you're still unlucky trying to make a buck. God didn't bless you with looks, believe me. But with a mouth, and that's about it.
Oh, my goodness.
These women, I mean, where are they coming from? These are paid activists? Or
I have no idea.
And by
I
the way, we all have to remember, out of all this stuff, he's been not charged with one criminal act whatsoever.
That's right.
All civil BS.
That's right. All it is. And the media
he's suing,
doesn't bring out the truth.
Speaking of that, is he not suing George Stephanopoulos?
Good.
That's right.
I'd like to
see.
For Stephanopoulos accused him of being convicted of rape. No, he was never convicted of rape.
I think we should all sue Letitia James, Alvin Black, right, and Fannie Willis for putting our country through all this stuff. Which is just bogus.
Yeah, where do you go to get your reputation back after you're found innocent? Yeah.
Right. I mean, what do we do as American citizens that have to deal with these people?
They have to pay for it all.
Yeah.
I mean, these people should be removed from their positions, period.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, they can't. They would call the race card if they did.
They always do.
Oh, so screw the race card. Yeah. There's no more race stuff in this country. Come on.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I got to say this. I'm getting tired of this. Every time I turn on the TV, and I'm getting tired of seeing this. And I know that there's crimes against Jews, and that's horrible. And there are crimes against other ethnicities, like the Asian. You see that. And then you see be kind to the black person, be kind to Pride, be kind to LGBT. And then in the other one, I hear nothing but white supremacy and how bad white people are.
That's right.
You know, can we get one of those commercials now?
This is the thing. This is why, if we all step back from all of
but
this.
But I mean, if
I know. I
But if I called you a white supremacist right now, and everybody would just say, well, that's okay.
This is why I maintain that the far left and the socialists are winning this war. We're all talking about this one group against another all the time, whether it's women against men,
right,
or one race against another, or one, you know, whatever it is, one gender, one, you know, straight against gay. They're winning because we're talking about it. We continue, you know, the divide and conquer socialistic philosophy. That's what it is. It's divide and conquer.
That's what Hitler did in Germany.
That's what any group that wants to
stir the pot.
Completely throw a place up for grabs, divide and conquer. Even Abraham Lincoln said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." And this is what we have: a house divided against itself here.
right now because the socialists or communists, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, they're socialists.
This is right out of their playbook.
It's right out of the playbook. It's a Marxist kind of approach.
You've got to get one person
against another, whether it's a family member telling on the other one or whatever it is.
And the only ones that are committing these crimes are these people, I don't even call them people, that are doing these protests with masks on. All of a sudden they're worried about COVID-19 now. They've got masks on and they're creating hate crimes, and it's okay. It's okay. Because they're protesting.
We have just got to remember what we stand for as a country. We've got to remember that we were founded on the idea of personal freedom and personal responsibility. That's really all it was.
But how do we take our country back, Paul?
I know.
It's very critical.
I absolutely agree with you.
We have to take America back from these people.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Of course.
How do we do it?
I guess.
You can't vote them out of office because they cheat. How do you get rid of these people? How do we take our country back?
You got to stand up and just bring back the concept that made our country what it was and keep talking about it in the face of all of these things that are going on so that people will remember what we're all about and why we became the great country that we became. We have totally forgotten it.
That's right. We should have a 330 million person march on Washington. Mm-hmm. Taking back our country. Tell these people, hey, we want our country back. We want our principles back.
Yeah.
We want our laws back. You're destroying our country.
Yeah.
Guy, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. I'm with you guys. Hey, listen, it's always a pleasure. Thank you both
always for
being with us. We'll be talking again. And stay safe out there, boys. We'll talk soon.
And America first.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Andrew and Angelo Ceresi. All right, we're going to take our final break. And when we come back, the top 10 most common cancers in the United States.
When you were just a young girl still in school.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I gave a girl a ride in the wagon.
Hey, we are back. Freedom Works. By the way, we are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the great Tantalk Radio Network, and we are always delighted when you can listen to us live. But we know that there are times when you've got other things to do. So thanks to Big Ed, all of our shows are provided to you on podcast, and you can listen at your leisure to any of our shows. All you have to do is go to OurFreedomWorks.com. O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. That's our website. Click on the podcast button at the top, and that's got every show. Most recent show, it's at the top. You'll see who the guest is and the topic with the guest and our top 10, OurFreedomWorks.com. All right, Ed. The Duchess of Windsor announced that she has cancer, and everybody is so concerned. We don't know exactly all of the details on the kind of cancer that she has.
Stomach cancer.
Have they confirmed that it is?
That came out right afterwards.
Are you sure?
That's what they said, anyway.
Okay, all right. Well, with that in mind, I thought maybe I went to the American Cancer Society, and I came up with the top 10 most common cancers in the United States so that we can kind of take a look and see what is going on. Cancer, you know, everybody knows somebody that's got cancer. Everybody. I don't know anybody you can't find on the street, and they'll say they know somebody, whether it's in their family or a good friend that has cancer. So here we go. The top 10 U.S. cancers. Number 10. Endometrial cancer. Now, this is the uterine corpus. Cancer of the uterine corpus usually occurs in the endometrium, uterus lining. Abnormal bleeding there, often an early sign of that type of cancer. All right, number 9, thyroid cancer. 3 out of 4 cases of thyroid cancer occur in women. Perhaps surprisingly, it is the fastest increasing cancer in both men and women. Believe it or not, thyroid cancer. Number 8, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. One of the common symptoms of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is swollen lymph nodes. There are about 30 different kinds of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's estimated that about 70,000 plus new cases would be diagnosed. Well, this goes back for a few years ago, so those numbers have probably changed since then. All right. Number 7, bladder cancer. Now, blood in the urine is a common symptom of urinary bladder cancer. An estimated 73,510 new cases of this cancer every year. Number 6, kidney or renal cancer. The American Cancer Society estimates about 65,000 new cases of cancer in renal cancer will occur. Number 5, colorectal cancer. This is a very common cancer. An estimated 100,000 plus new cases of colorectal are expected this year. Number 4. Now, I would think that this is even more higher up than this, but number 4 apparently is breast cancer. According to the American Cancer Society, about 230,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer expected to occur every year. Number 3, prostate cancer. Very common in men, of course. It is estimated 1 in 6 men, 1 in 6 will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. Wow. Number 2, well, if you smoke, you know about this one. It's lung cancer. Now, these numbers go back a few years, but it says some 230,000 new cases of lung cancer diagnosed each year. It accounts for about 28% of all cancer deaths. All right. And finally, what do you think's number 1, Ed?
I was going to go with prostate.
It's skin cancer.
Skin cancer.
Yeah. Skin cancer. It's divided into non-melanoma and melanoma categories. It is indeed the most common cancer. It's also the most treatable if you get it early. All right. Thank you so very much. We will be back Wednesday. In the meantime, remember, freedom works.
How come you never learned the golden rule? Don't talk to strange men. Don't be a fool. I'm hearing stories I don't.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Steve Kathan. Donald Trump back in court.
This is a witch hunt. It's a hoax.
A witch hunt, a hoax, terms he's used before. Today it's the New York hush money